Well, let's. You want to watch a little Cops?
Sure.
Cops
yeah,
had
definitely.
An all-star episode Saturday.
Always.
Oh, did they kick some butt?
Okay.
This is the most obnoxious a-hole kid you'll ever see in your life. Wait to see the loogie he hawks on his mom. This is a bummer.
No.
You know, he got the single mom with his kids out of control. He's drunk as hell. He's trashed the house. And so here come the cops.
What's going on?
Into the house of skank.
You all right?
Oh, look at the blinds.
Okay.
Tearing up everything in the house.
Look at the blinds are all bent.
No one's injured?
No one's injured.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. There's no sense in this because I won't let him out.
Okay, what happened?
He just throwed a fit.
Okay. Is that normal for him?
He said way over the legal amount of alcohol.
You've been drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
And he really needs to go see the paramedic hospital.
Are you injured, sir?
No.
Okay, what happened?
Chair's upside down.
This guy's missing trash. He's missing half a leg.
I was trying to find his leg.
Trying to find his leg.
Okay. He did all of this.
I didn't do
he didn't do anything. Well, what happened? What started all this, sir?
Nothing.
Nothing. Can you sit up for me?
No. Mom? Yeah. Am I going to hell? Mom, are you going to tell the truth and say that I'm all right? Mom? You want to do that, Mom? You want to do that to me?
I didn't do it.
Actually, you want to do that to me?
Typical spoiled brat. The minute the mom calls him on his behavior, he's like, you can do that to me?
Yeah, right.
This size of a bottle.
Okay.
I'd say vodka.
Vodka? All right. And then what happened?
Hey, bitch.
Hey, don't talk like that.
Don't got me.
Calls her a bitch. Goes after his mom.
Come on, just give me your hand.
Yeah, got me. All right, Mom. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, did they put him down in a hurry?
All right.
To cuff him.
You just told me.
Hey, just relax.
Hey, Mom.
Well, let me say easy.
Just relax.
You know what, Mom? You bitch.
Drivers.
I just want the cops to be able to kick people's asses when they have to
get the information, though, social security card stuff.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Send her.
How'd this all start today?
Jeez.
I didn't know he had $5. He hocked his radio the other day, but he still has $5, which I didn't know about. And he used his $5 to buy that rot gut. I'm thinking vodka is what he usually buys. And
just
he
relax.
Don't drink like a normal person. He guzzles.
Okay. Oh, the world of white trash. He hocked his radio for $5.
Yep.
What's the market for a radio? My God.
Normally a good person. It's yes, ma'am.
Sure he is.
No, ma'am, but drinking. He just can't handle
it. Okay. What happened to the house?
Oh. You know
what?
The table's overturned and vacuums.
You guys left. He went a little...
Yeah, fast forward to when they're outside.
Yeah,
when?
I'd like for you to just take him and whip his ass.
Okay, wait. Back it up a little bit.
Trashed.
Back it up. I want you to see him spit on his mom. Go forward.
Look at the crutches.
Stand up.
Crutches leaning against the couch. All the chairs are overturned. Oh, there's his leg.
Here's a sweater and a coat.
Okay. Oh, man.
Stop.
Look at the distance he gets, too, with that
You can't.
Spit.
Control yourself. You're going to stay on the ground. Do you understand? You're not going to spit at anybody again.
Cows, that's disgusting.
Oh, God. He spit that thing a good 15 feet.
Right on his mom.
Caught her right in the side of the head.
All right, go ahead to the next one.
It was a huge gob, too. Oh, my God. Oh,
his mom, as they're taking him away in the ambulance, his mom tells him she loves him. It's like,
oh, you got to be kidding me. I was take him away and just don't bring him back.
Okay, get to the point where, he pulls into the driveway. And, okay, here we go.
Sorry, sir, this is my house.
He ran from the cops and pulled in this driveway. Says it's his house.
What's the address, sir?
Big question. We have a P.O. box, so I never use it. Kimmy, she should be coming out any second. It's my girlfriend, and I live with the dad.
What do the red and blue lights mean?
It means pull over, sir.
Okay. And what did you do?
I continued to my house.
You see your driver's license.
I don't have one.
You don't have it on you?
My house.
Or you don't have one?
I do not have one.
Okay. You don't know the address here, huh?
No. Kimmy should be coming out any second. I'm sure
that's weird. Do you have a driver's license?
No, that's why I'm not driving. I didn't know you didn't
either. Okay. Why don't you both let me see your identification?
I don't even have my picture ID on me. I left it at home. Hey, I do have one, but it's at home.
Who are you to this guy?
Oh, friend.
He's giving me a ride. I don't drive.
I told you to pull over.
Look at how she tries to fix her.
I really doubt this is your place.
No, it is. I can sit. My stuff's right there. My house. I've lived here for 30 years now. Kimmy's gonna be right there. You can give them the phone over to.
I'm done.
What's that? Nobody said you did anything.
Yeah, she says, I got my seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your birthday, Renee?
I think she's a whore, by the way.
You got something you need to be worried about?
Yeah, definitely.
It's usually what people say when you got warned.
I can't believe that. I don't know my address. It's a P.O. box.
I know it.
What does he think they're not going to check?
I know.
I mean, how stupid is he?
All right. I surrender.
Looks like the correct plate should be 621, and it's stolen.
Stolen car.
Yeah.
Well, it's got switch plates on it. And
hey, listen to this explanation for this.
Yeah, we're going to hook them up.
This is just great. But the world of BS is one amazing world.
Yep.
Car's got switch plates on. We just ran the VIN, and it's coming back stolen. So
you picked the wrong cop to f*** around with, Slambo.
Don't hop out of the car. Come back to me.
And for the girl to have so many little things, like, I'm wearing my seatbelt on, she's got to be a hooker.
Keep your hands where we can see him. Keep your hands where we can see him.
I ain't telling that pull over.
Face away from me. Face away from me. Chairs behind your back. This vehicle's coming back stolen, okay? Yeah, can you believe it?
No. Oh, that's crazy.
Any paperwork
for
it?
Here comes the story.
That bill's still in the house.
Okay. Anything on you that's illegal?
No.
Nothing?
No.
How much money you got there?
She's turning dry.
$9?
Yeah, $9.
What's this stuff going to be here?
That's MSA.
White powder.
What is it?
MSA.
What's MSA?
For working out.
So it's
working,
not
for working out.
No?
I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't think the guy'd be this coherent. I don't think his BS would even be this effective, which is not very, if he was doing meth.
Guarantee it? Yep, guarantee it.
Guarantee it.
Alright, you come back here, we're going to put you in this car.
What are you hiding in the car?
A gun. Oh, really?
The slut tells him for hiding a gun.
He was reaching under his seat. I
speed up past him, finding the gun, and to get to his story, because that's the best part.
It's one thing after another.
Mother mystery blazer or what?
I'll back it up a little bit. Back it up a little more. I wish you could see this guy.
What a dink. This is great. All right,
here we go.
All right, man. Tell me about the car. When did you buy it?
I traded for it.
Okay.
6 months ago. 6-7 months ago, I traded my S10.
Okay. 6 or 7 months ago?
Yes. I never got a title. I got a bill of sale.
Where's that at? Bill of sale, where's that?
Should be. Can't say for sure. Still in my folders. I'm in the middle of moving.
Where did the plates come from that are on the car?
Oh, from this house here?
In the back? It's from a blazer.
From a blazer? So it's some other mystery blazer or what?
No, it's the one that came on.
So well, then how do you know that it's from a blazer?
That's what he said.
Who'd you buy it from?
A Mexican guy, Mexican gentleman I traded for. Mexican gentleman from Tacoma.
Trading cars.
Where did you meet this guy at?
Tacoma.
Well, Tacoma's a big place. Where at specifically?
Where was it? I don't remember.
Don't remember? It's kind of important right now if you.
Yeah, I know.
For your freedom here, since you're driving around in a stolen car. Don't you think?
Yes, I do think.
I wish you weren't a liar.
I think it was at the bowling alley or something.
You think it was at a bowling alley or something? Do you have a concealed weapons permit?
No, I don't.
You ever been convicted of a felony?
No.
Okay.
All right. Doesn't he just look like he belongs in the back seat of a police car?
Got the guy out of the car. He didn't tell us anything about the weapons he had, but when we searched the car after he was arrested, we found these guns under the seat. So
which were loaded?
Yeah, what a tool!
Loaded
guns in a stolen car.
Oh great! Oh boy!
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
They got another great one on here, too, on the replay version from 8:30 to 9. They had a story about these three people who are trying to steal a bicycle, and it's just amazing. They're trying to explain it away. It's like, well, we didn't know who it belonged to, so we had to take it. They're like homeless people. You know?
Right.
My God.
What a mess.
Cops is just, I mean, you watch Cops, you have to feel good about yourself. You cannot watch Cops and not feel better about yourself afterwards. It's impossible.
Isn't it amazing what they have to go through, those cops?
I know. You know, it is, you know, I honestly think, illuminating in that regard, too.
God. That would drive you nuts, some of that stuff.
I know it. Oh, there they are.
Oh!
Look at them pushing a bike over the fence.
Sam, pretty cool.
They just let go.
Sit down.
The bike
just fell.
They're so busted, it's not even
fun. Sit down on the ground. Sit down on the ground. Sit down.
Sam 34, were you 10-4 on the 27-2?
10-4 PD, I'm out with three subjects, reference possible 27-6.
10-4 units with
10-3,
bike 36.
What are you doing? Is that your bicycle? Is this your bicycle?
10-4 David, okay.
Is this your bicycle?
They're probably all in their 40s.
Yeah, exactly. So you're trying to steal it, right?
No, sir.
Sit over here. Sit over here. Well, if you try to lift that over the fence, you are stealing something. Because that's private property. This is a public alley. That bike belongs to somebody on that property.
On this property?
Yeah, that's where the bike is.
Oh, no, he's just too dumb, you know.
You didn't try to steal it? Oh, man, what were you guys trying to do?
Look at that guy.
Sir, the bike was out here in the alley, and we pushed it over the fence. Because we don't know whose it is.
You pushed it over the fence because you don't know whose it is.
Yes, sir.
But why did it look like to me like you're trying to lift it up over the fence?
I can't ride a bike, sir.
But you could sell it.
No.
Yeah, you could.
The prosthesis. I can't ride a bike.
Yeah.
What I saw was her standing in the alley and these two leaning up against the fence.
I wish you weren't a liar.
They were trying to put the bike back behind the fence. Look to me. Listen, looks like to me like they were trying to take the bike over the fence. So it's not their bike.
What do you people deal with a story like this? I mean,
it is, dude. Whose bike is it?
I don't know.
Where was it when you first saw it?
Right here. I put it over
right
the
here.
Fence.
It was right here. Where's the tire tracks?
It was right here, sir.
There's no tire tracks.
I put it over the fence like it's the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah, right.
Grab the fence. Hold on to it tight. Step
finds
back.
A bike, wants to protect it.
You got a victim. Come on over here. Okay, any weapons on you? Don't move off the fence.
There's a jackass that owns the bike.
Is it really?
Yeah.
10-9,
what color is your bike?
That's it, right there. That's it, right there.
10-4, sorry, Petey. Okay.
No, it wasn't, sir. It was locked up.
Okay. Okay. Tell me what?
15 French.
Tell me, where was it locked up?
I had it locked up to itself, and she noticed. Where's the blue lock that was on it? The green lock, the blue lock.
Uh-huh.
Should have been locked to itself, and it still is.
And it was these adults, they're all like in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. They're all fighting over a bicycle.
I know it.
Somebody stole the bike.
I just steal the bike.
But you were touching it last.
Yes, sir, I was touching it.
And you were touching it. You know what receiving, transferring stolen property means? It's almost as good as stealing.
I didn't do anything.
Lucky for you guys, it's a misdemeanor.
I didn't do anything.
Because the bike is only $80.
I didn't do anything, sir.
You were touching a stolen bike.
I was touching it, okay.
So you did something, right?